Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shiur should be a very special schus for my beloved friend, Moshe Yehuda ben Peshadina. Should have bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadav, and only good things. And also for Rabbi David Shukra Ala ben Rachel, he and his whole family, bracha v'atzlacha b'chol ma'aseh yadehem. We are going to be learning b'siyata d'shmaya from the Sefer HaKadosh Shem Yishmuel, from the Heilige Sachat Sheva Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. We are in the second piece now in Parshas Bereishis. We had a shiur in the first one, which is Baruch Hashem B'siyata D'Shmaya Hafle B'Fela, and now we'll continue. B'Medrash Rabba, Ri Oimer V'Yavarech Elokim Berecho Baman V'Kitshoi B'Mekoshesh. It says that God blessed the seventh day and God sanctified the seventh day. So what does it mean He blessed the seventh day, says the Medrash? He blessed it with the man. What does it mean? He sanctified the seventh day. He sanctified it with the mekoshesh. We know the Torah tells us there was a certain person who was mekoshesh. He was various perushim. He was cutting down trees. He was doing some isur Shabbos, and he was chayiv misa in the midbar. So that was the kiddush of Shabbos. So he zok the medrash. Ma kavanah po ma mashmut hamidrash. We know the Chassidish Sfarim, their job is to explain the midrashim. What does it mean? Dine l'chayr akasha lamin is chayv amakoshish misa. Why was the makoshish chayv misa? Chazal tells us in the Yerushalmi, halal Hashem shamayim niskave. Why is it malach Hashem tzrich legufa? Everybody asks. Yerushalmi says he was l'shem shamayim. What was the l'shem shamayim? Because people would think that now they're going to anyway die in the midbar. They don't have to keep the mitzvah are only for Eretz Yisrael. No. To keep the mitzvahs here too. And the proof is, look, I'm going to be Machal Shabbos, and they're going to kill me. This was L'shem Shammai. Now, was the purpose of his malacha the etzem malacha? No. It was a completely different reason, to teach them a lesson. So that's a malacha, shen etzrich l'gufa. It's not needed for the normal purpose. For example, if you, a person has a dead body in a room, and he takes the dead body out. Normally, the yisur of hotzah is because you want it in the second rishus. You want the dead body in the second rishus, right? But here, that's not the reason you're once taking it out. Once taken out, because it stinks in here. So you're just trying to get rid of it. It's malach Hashem tzrich l'guf. It's also malach Hashem tzrich l'guf. You don't need it for the guf of malacha. You need it for a different purpose. Ach be'emes, misasa lahaysa oynesh, rak aliyah, shenis'ala al yada. We think that the chiyuv misa was a punishment. But it wasn't. What was it? It was a aliyah. It was an elevation. He was elevated through it. Ukederech shebisera magda beis Yosef shasli took it al kedusha shemo yisbarach umishenera gonisra fa kedusha Hashem zachal eskala b'kedusha Hashem. It's like the magad, the angel, told the beis Yosef. There was an angel who used to come to the beis Yosef and talk to him. So he told him he's going to die al kedusha Hashem. It's a big question that he didn't, but for another time maybe. So he says that somebody who gets killed like Kiddush Hashem or is burned like Kiddush Hashem is included in the sanctification of Hashem's name. He becomes part of the holiness of Hashem's name. And so too, Amakoshesh, Shenerag Machmas Kiddush Shabbos, Zochalis Kalil B'Kiddush Shabbos. The Makoshesh was killed for Shabbos, so he became enmeshed in the Kiddush of Shabbos. V'imkein me'achash ha'makoshish she'odim godol kezeh ho'isa aliyasa ade she'nerog al kedushas Shabbos me'melech zinon ma'ilas Shabbos v'gdulosa ad heichon magas magia v'havein. And if so, since the Makoshish was such a great man that his aliyah was, his elevation was that he was killed for the kedush of Shabbos, the Mela we see, the Mela of Shabbos, and the Godless of Shabbos, how far it goes. In other words, we have two questions that are answered here. Number one, how was he punished? It's Melech Hashem Tzrich L'Gufa. Tell us it wasn't a punishment. It was an Aliyah. So, no punishment, no kasha. It's a lamdan, one can ask that, oh, what's the heter to kill somebody al kedusha Shabbos? So if it wasn't malach tzrich legufa, what's the heter? Eish ladin. But the Shem Yishmuel says that wasn't an onesh, it was an aliyah. So you don't have to worry about the fact that it was Melech Hashem Tzrich Legufa. That's how he was elevated. Now we're making an, the Hashem Yishmael makes an assumption, which is a good assumption to make, that the Mekoshish was an Adam Gadol, very, very Choshev Yid. Yes, he's willing to give up his life to teach the Jewish people the importance of keeping mitzvahs. So this Adam Gadol, this Adam Choshev, what was his way, his vehicle of elevation? Dying al Kedushas HaShabbos. He was a great man, and he wanted to die al Kedushas HaShabbos. What does that tell you about Shabbos? He wanted to be enmeshed in the Kedusha of Shabbos. That's why that Shabbos is a very, very special day, because he wanted to be wrapped up with, together with Shabbos. So that explains the Medrash. V'kitshu b'mekoshesh. Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekadesh the seventh day with the mekoshesh, because now we see the sanctity of the seventh day. That somebody so holy like the mekoshesh would want to be absorbed, wrapped up together with, and meshed together with the seventh day. You see, the seventh day is a very, very choshuv day. That is the Heilige Shem Yishmol's Pshat in the Medrash. And he concludes, V'havein medar farshtenes. Tzich lavin et zeh. Mamshich Hashem Yishmuel, זה עדיין שנה ראשונה, תף ראש עין א', 1911. להבין דברי הארי, שהחטא של אדם הראשון היה שלא המתין בזיווגו עד שבת. אומר הארי ז"ל, we mentioned this in the previous year בסייעתא דשמיא. What's not בסייעתא דשמיא? I have a friend who's for years already has trouble talking, getting worse and worse. It's a terrible disease. He has trouble talking. So I haven't spoken to him in a while, but I understand that now he can barely say a thing. And he was a person who spoke very beautifully before. He was very, very articulate, very brilliant. So every time a word comes out of our mouth, we have to say, Ribono Shel Olam, thank you. The brain sends signals to the, just to speak, how many signals, how much has to happen in the brain in order for a person to speak. We've billions of connections made in our brain, neurons. Just amazing. Amazing to be able to speak, just to be able to speak. Thank Hashem. They say, B'siyata Dishmai, said in the Shir. B'siyata Dishmai, we had a Shir. B'siyata Dishmai, I was able to say. So we should be Zoch always to be able to speak. It's such a bracha. So we mentioned that Adam Arishon says that Arizal was, his sin was that he didn't wait to have relations with Chava until Shabbos. Zeh yachetoh. Today a person wants to make a tikkun. It's already brought down in Shulchan Aruch that Friday night's a mitzvah to be with one spouse. It's good to wait sometimes. It's usually good to wait. Shabbos is a special time. Shabbos is a mitzvah. Halo mefurish because of chetoh she'ochal me'etz hadas. How can the Arizal say that the Avera was that he didn't wait to have relations until Shabbos, when the Pasuk says not like that? The Arizal learned the Pasuk. The Pasuk says that he ate from the Eitz Hadas. So why does the Arizal say, no, no, you know what the Avera was? The Avera was that he didn't wait with the Zivuk until Shabbos. No, the Pasuk says, he ate from the Eitz Hadas. V'nirit, d'inei, כל מי שזוכה לשער ענן בקדושה, אי אפשר לו להסקלקל עוד. When a person reaches the 50th gate of Kedusha, he can never sin again. That's the 50. The 50 is, we were 49 levels of Tum Mitzrayim, if we would have gotten to the 50th, that would have been it. So B'siyata Dishmaya, we didn't get the 50, we just got the 49. The buck stopped there, as a famous American president once said in a different context. Same thing in Kedusha. Kedusha, get to the 50th gate, can't be miskalkel. Moshe Rabbeinu, says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, got to the 49th gate of wisdom. Svir Soimer, we count 49. 50, a person's Ochuz B'Torah, the 50th day, and Kilkuli, Zeho. K'moy Kein Lehefech. Like I said, just like in Kedusha, you reach 50, point of no return, you can never be miskalkel. So to lehefich, in the world of tumah, person reaches 50, point of no return. Lo alein. V'shabbos, hu eitz ha-chayim. Shabbos is the tree of life. Eitz ha-natua b'mokom chayim shehu bina. Here he goes into the world of Kabbalah, where the Shem Yishmuel and Be'etzem Ochsid Shesvarim go. And we leave that to the Mekubalim. We just translate the words. The tree that's planted in the place of life, which is Bina, which is in the sphere of understanding. Alkein, Mish Zoichel Kedusha Shabbos B'Shlemus, Yevshel Eskalkelo. Shabbos is the Eitz HaChaim. Shabbos is the place of life. Once you eat from the Eitz HaChaim, you never die. Shabbos in that place of Bina, that very high spiritual world, once you're there, you're set. So if somebody is Zoiche LeKedushas HaShabbos B'Shlemus, we don't have it B'Shlemus. We sit at the table and we think about the sushi and the kugel and the chulent and all the different foods, which is fine. It's part of the mitzvah of Shabbos. But I've sensed different times that not everybody is 100% focused on the Kedusha of Shabbos. There is some element of the ich, of the eye, of the physical pleasure that one is deriving, which is divorced from any spiritual feeling. We're people, ein ma lasot, nobody's perfect. But if a person gets to a place where bishlemus is with Shabbos and is learning and is davening and is eating and it's all Shabbos dik, he can never be corrupted again. Who is that person who could be zochet to kedusha Shabbos in a complete way? After the sin of Adam, a person is not able to be makabel kedusha Shabbos b'shlemus. We lost it. Before the sin, man was created straight. He could have done. Adam Arishon had the capacity to be makabel kedusha Shabbos b'shlemus, to receive the holiness of Shabbos in a complete, perfect way. Ubi'imoya magia Shabbos terem shenofel madrigoso. And if Shabbos would have come before he lost his madrega, there would have been no more kilkel. He just would have waited, gone into Shabbos. He would have tasted Shabbos be'emes, be'emes. Once you're there, you're in this world of bliss. All you want is the Rabbanu Shalom. You don't talk to me about anything else. You want the Rabbanu Shalom. If he would have just gotten to that place, it would have been no avera. Even if a person's a chosid sheb chasidim, such a holy person, but when he's with his wife, can you say that there's not one tiny nekuda in there that isn't totally l'shem shemayim? You're right, he's thinking about Hashem and he loves Hashem and he wants to do the mitzvah and he wants to make his wife happy and he's tzaddik, he's a chassid, he's pure, he's holy. But there isn't anything in there, any tiny thing in there that this is great, this is awesome. Of course there is. Why? Because he's a human being. That's what the Medrash says. We're all human. There's a sin, there's a little nekud of aver in there. The etzem says, not the mitzvah in the Torah to be with one's spouse. But the question is, how much kavanas hamitzvah can a person have? 60%, 80%, 90%. Psh, mamish tzaddik. Somebody tells me somebody is 6% having kavan, I also think he's a tzaddik. But to be 100%, even chassid sheba chassidim is not that much rega. V'aydezeh nofal odom harishon mi madregoso. And because of this, Adam HaRishon lost his madregas. He was on a madregas, such a high level. And now he's with his wife, and there's going to be, even though he was pure, he was created by God's hands, but there's going to be an akuda there that this is pleasurable for me, for my body. Yiddish they say that guf is rashi tevas, guf il fressen. The body wants to eat. Guf, rashi tevas, gimel vav pei. Guf il fressen. Guf, rashi tevas. Guf il puffen. The body wants to sleep. So, that's the body. What are we supposed to do? There are all these chemicals and endorphins and oxytocin, and all these things that make us feel good. And it's hard to be completely Shem Shemayim. Baruch Hashem. Hashem loves us. He gave us these feel-good chemicals in our body to give us pleasure. But to say that a person's 100% with Hashem, there's a feeler there. There's this element of physical pleasure that one can't be divorced from. Unless he gets divorced. Anyway, lo aleinu. V'imo yamamtim l'kedusha Shabbos lo haya efshelo lishtanos. But let's say David HaMelech. Let's say Adam HaRishon. Took his years. Until Adam HaRishon would have waited until Kedusha Shabbos, he would have gone in, he would have tasted Shabbos, he would have been at such a high madriga, and then he wouldn't have changed afterwards. Yashar. He would have remained on that madriga that God created man straight. And he would not have had an atiyah for evil. It would have been all pure. What are they listening to the snake for? God's created them straight. He's telling them, no, don't listen to God. He's afraid you're going to eat it. You're going to know between good and bad. You eat. It'll be good for you. Enjoy. It's a good meal. How could they listen to him? And the answer is, he had this nefila. Now he had a netiyah to evil. And now the nachash comes. Shalom aleichem, it's the nachash. V'smachta nachash. Say v'smachta yid. How's the Jew doing? Say v'smachta goy, but the nachash is nishkin goy and nishkin yid. Nachash is a shlang. Yiddish, I think a snake is a shlang. V'us v'smacht. V'smachta snake, a shlang. A nachash. How are you doing today? Oh, shalom aleichem. What are you talking to snakes for? The answer is, if you have this netiyah to, when once they had the netiyah to ra, now the snake can start to talk to him. What do you think? They want to hear his opinion also. Al yidei zeh huta, al yidei divrei hanochosh ve'ochal me'etz hadas. Because of this, the snake was able to mislead him, and he ate from the tree of knowledge. Some Mepharshim say it's not called the tree of knowledge. It's Eitz Das Tovara. It's a tree, and it gives you knowledge of good and bad. It's not called Eitz Das. Others say it's called Eitz Das. V'shapir kosev ha'ari sh'achet ha'yishalo himtin. Ha'ari is correct. He is correct. The sin was that he didn't wait. She'biladei zeh lo lohoysa lo netil etzadara. If not for that, he would have had no netiyah for the side of evil. In other words, the Arizal is telling us the Omek HaChet. The Omek HaChet was he only could sin because he didn't wait. Had he waited, he never would have done that sin. Avera, Gureris Avera. And this was the Avera. This is what gave him the netiyah, the Tzad HaRa. Before that, I didn't even have that netiyah. We all have netiyah, the Tzad HaRa. We all have this inclination to do what's not right. People lie all the time. They do studies. Right and left. People are lying. Feel it's other. One example. People are dishonest in money matters, right and left. The teal it's other. I'm talking, not everybody's a bank robber who's comes in with a gun and holds up the bank, but I don't think they do that today. That's already, it's old fashioned, It's like the draws, the gunfights of the 1800s. They don't do that today. You wanna be a good thief, guy sits in his room with his computer and he steals on the computer. It's a much cleaner way. You don't get your hands dirty. Of course, it's obviously a terrible avera. That's the netilat sadara, as always a mensch. So what gave him the netilat sadara was that he didn't wait until Shabbos. Had he waited until Shabbos, it would have been the best. And then if he would have been with his wife, it would have been perfect. But now he had a netilat sadara. And then, that's what the Torah says, he ate from the etadas. So you're going to learn pshat in the Torah. You say, why didn't he listen to the nachash? The answer is because what the Arizal said. because he didn't wait till Shabbos to be with Chava. And now the Ra came out. There was a little bit of Ra that was created within him. And now he can talk to the Nachash and listen. If not for that, he wouldn't have listened to the snake and he wouldn't have eaten from the Eitz Hadas. Chazal tell us that he separated from his wife for 130 years, and now it's Tshuvas HaMishkal. He couldn't wait. So he says, you know what, now I'm going to separate for 130 years. Since Shecheto Hayim Mehirus, Lachain Haisa Tshuvasom Sinus. Because his sin was Mehirus, he was doing things too quickly, his Tshuva was Mesinus, was being deliberate. And that's a big lesson for us, Morei Rabbosai, that in life, take it slow. Not to make rash decisions, not to say things rashly, think things out, Ros Hanolad, see what's going to happen. Imagine, tell a guy that if he's with his wife tonight, he'll have a good time. But then, he cannot be with his wife or any woman for another 130 years. Would he do it? No. Adam Arishan understood that. He understood, boy, did I goof. So now I'm going to have to pay the price, 130 years. And so we have to think, because when we do an Aveira, any Aveira, it's a big price to pay, a long-term price. So think in advance, wouldn't it? And we do a mitzvah. Surah Meirava Asay Tov. We do a mitzvah, we think to ourselves, what is this mitzvah going to do? Guy drops $100 and gives it stuck. Forgets about it 20 minutes later. A week later. A year later. Who remembers? You remember all the money you ever gave to Tzedakah? But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a cheshbon up there in Shemayim. And he's marking down every penny. And that's an investment. A good investment. You don't get 10% on your money. You don't get 20% on your money. You don't get 50% on your money. You get 100,000,000% on your money. And it just keeps going. Exponentially, more and more and more and more. Hazoy mit stocke, hazoy mit teure, mit tefillah, mit chesed, mit daligit zachen. That's the way it works. So if you think that way, and then when it comes to averas, like they say about eating fatty foods, is it worth it? A moment on the lips for a lifetime on the hips. Who's going to eat this ice cream, this piece of pizza? Oh, it's so delicious. And afterwards, the person's fat and sluggish, isn't healthy. The arteries are clogged. Not worth it. So we should be zelchim et Hashem to learn this mid of mesinus from Adam Arishon. Lil modu lelamed lishmor v'lasu l'kaim is called divrei salmu tarasu b'yahavo. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.